is more general. For example, there were rubber corks, the rubber stoppers that were common in medicine when I was a child.
If it was rubber, would you call it a cork?
No.
It has to be cork?
I think so.
Be a cork? Okay. What's the musical instrument?
Certainly glass stoppers, too, and things like carafes and decanters.
A little musical instrument you play in your mouth.
Only harmonica.
Ever French harp?
No. Jamais.
Mouth organ?
Mouth organ, I know. But it wasn't common in my immediate milieu.
Okay. What about the little thing that you hold between your teeth and pluck?
Jew's harp.
Okay. And if you had a wagon and two horses, this is perhaps before your time, I don't know, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Whiffle tree, didn't
it? Well, I thought that that was something that you...
Maybe, it's not very close to my experience.
Okay, what about in a buggy, what would you back the horse in between the two?
I can't remember. I do know it somehow or other.
Well, the first thing I was asking about, I would have said tongue of the wagon.
Yeah, well, that's right. I recognize it.
Would you say it?
Wagon tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
For the buggy, too, I think shaft is the usual.
Yeah. That's what I would have said.
How would you say it?
Yes, the carriage has shafts.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what would you call on a wagon wheel, the outside part?
The tire.
Okay, what's that made of?
Steel.
Okay, mm-hmm. On a wheel, you've got the hub and the spokes going out. Do you have a name for the wooden piece that the spokes fit into?
The rim?
Is the rim...
You mean the outside or the...
Well, you said tire for the very outside. What's under the tire?
The rim.
That's the rim. Did you ever hear the word felly?
No.
Okay. Now...
A wheel has a rim before you tire it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking, you said whiffle tree.
I don't know.
There's
That name is from my childhood, but as I say, we didn't have a carriage or a wagon.
That comes back and the traces hook onto, and I think that's supposed to be what the whiffle tree is.
I don't remember.
Okay, so you wouldn't know what to call it if there were two horses and you had two of these things. Okay.
No, I don't.
If a man had a load of wood and he was picking it up and taking it somewhere and then coming back and getting some more, you'd say he was doing what?
Specifically in a wagon?
Not necessarily.
Fetching and carrying?
That sort of thing, not even necessarily wood, just if you were...
Hauling.
That was the particular term I was looking for, yes. If there were a log in the road and it was too heavy to lift, you might say you'd tie a rope to it and... Particular verb.
Probably haul again.
One beginning with a D.
Draw?
Ending in
drag?
A drag, okay. Yeah. And in the past, you'd say, yesterday I...
Dragged.
And I have...
Have dragged.
Okay. I think more people...
Drug sounds familiar.
Though. More people say drug, I believe, than dragged. Do you know any types of... Well, what do you break the ground with if you're a farmer? In the past, at least.
For the plow?
Mm-hmm. Do you know any types of plows?
Yeah, bull tongue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more?
Well, the other kind, the common type of plow, I just think we would have called a regular plow rather than a bull tongue, goes under and breaks the ground without making a neat plow. The plowshare does not make a neat furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two that I know about.
After plowing, you might use something that would break the ground up much more finely.
A harrow?
Any types of cows?
I don't know.
Okay. On a wagon or on a car, too, the part that goes underneath and connects the wheels is the...
Axle.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call an X-shaped frame that you would lay a log across to chop it?
Stop at the end of the building, everybody.
Sawbuck.
Okay, yeah. That's the usual term. And then an A-shape.